The NFC champion Giants' road to the Super Bowl was a true test of their character. Their rise was unexpected by many, but not to their players.
Resiliency.
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 The ability to recover from
or adjust easily
to misfortune or change.
Resiliency.
Resiliency.
Resiliency defines this team.
And the defense for the Giants holds.
We had teammates go there.
And we never lost a beat.
Touchdown of our Bradshaw!
Some of you doubted us, tried to run us out of town. Yet we never lost our focus
or our faith.
You can knock us down.
But when it mattered the most, we delivered a knockout blow.
Road Warriors.
Road Warriors.
Road Warriors.
We tried to come at him.
And what did we do?
And what did we do?
We stomped the opponent out.
The kick is gone, and the Giants are going to the Super Bowl.
Road Warriors.
Resiliency.
The ability to bounce back.
We have faced this challenge before.
Do you dare turn us out again?
We are resilient.
You are now tuned in to the Heavy Hitters on Podomatic.com here at CSB Studio in Long Island. And that was the New York Giants' resiliency, courtesy of Fox and Stronger, courtesy of Kanye West. And it is Super Bowl week here in New York, in America, all over the world. And our Giants are ready to go. To go for a second Super Bowl championship in 4 years. Reg, how you feeling?
You have to love it. And thanks again, as we said, to the NFL, to Fox Sports, and Mr. Kanye West for that entire montage. Doesn't that get you in the mood for the Super Bowl?
It really changes my whole perspective on everything.
Yes, because it's interesting. On the car ride, me and Mr. Celia were having very intense conversations. And you want to fill him in on that? You're like Craig David. You got to fill him in.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's break down this game. And we'll give a little taste to them later on. One of us, I won't tell you who, but one of us.
I think you can decipher who that is by Pastures.
Has a little sour grapes about this game coming up. But let's break down this game X's and O's wise first here, Reg.
You know it. Now, first, I think we have to start. You know what? And I think Giants getting a little disrespected in this match. But every montage that you see, every time the Super Bowl gets, the first word out of everybody's mouth is Tom Brady. And all right, hey, he won 3 Super Bowls, so I guess he deserves at least that much respect. What do you think about that?
I completely disagree with you. Completely. I think the Giants are getting most of the respect. Honestly, and I think the Patriots are getting disrespected left and right.
But I'm talking about whatever this is. Think of it like the Honeymooners, remember? Starring Jackie Gleason in the coverage. Super Bowl 46, starring Tom Brady, co-starring the Giants. You see? Tom Coughlin.
I wouldn't go that far.
Every montage starts with Brady.
You think so?
Brady, Montana, what this means for greatness. It's like people are saying, hey, if the Giants win the Super Bowl, what does that mean for history? Nothing. It means everything to the Patriots. It means everything to Tom Brady. He has a chance to go to Super Bowl immortality.
That is true. But don't you agree that puts more pressure on Tom Brady?
Yes, I do. Of course it puts more pressure on Tom Brady. Why wouldn't it?
Okay. Just wanted to say. But now, I mean, the big story coming into this week is obviously the health condition of Ron Gronkowski. Is he going to be healthy enough to play? Is he going to be healthy enough just to be a decoy? What are you hearing? What are you thinking, Reg?
Well, the beat writers are getting up on this is that Gronkowski is really messed up, and he may need surgery, and they're not saying anything. So I at this point they don't even know if Gronk plays. If he does, he's clearly going to be limited. I think he's going to be more of a liability of anything out there. If I'm the Patriots, I'd rather have someone fresh out there at this point because you know the Giants are going to try to get after. JPP said it. We're going to see how good that ankle is.
Right.
There's going to be, as Shannon Sharp said, helmets to knees.
Oh, they're going to be chippy for sure.
Exactly. So he may be more of a liability at this point. What do you think?
I agree with you. I think, first of all, it's going to be hard for him to block.
Yes.
I think then receive, tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Because the cuts, you know, he knows them. He knows what he's doing. You don't know what angle, what degree he has to block at.
Yes.
And you know, one shot to that ankle and who knows what's going to happen with him.
Yep, exactly.
I agree with you. I think they should stay with someone fresh.
And they only have two tight ends on there. So someone will have to play out of position. They already have Edelman playing cornerback. They're going to have someone else in that tight end unless they just go one tight end.
Right. They could go one tight end. They could throw a fullback out there.
Yeah.
I think Kevin Falk could serve as a tight end. Maybe. The truth.
And this is where I think it goes in the Giants' favor, because one thing, you know, each coach has their strengths. They say Tom Coughlin's, which I agree, is how he gets the players mentally ready. Bill Belichick is his relentless game planning.
Right.
Bill Belichick, I think, was looking ahead to the Super Bowl before I think he already had in his mind, if we play the Giants, this is what we're going to do. If we play the 49ers, this is what we're going to do. Right. And I think that throws a monkey wrench into his perfect plan.
Well, like I told you, a comment he made to one of the Giant players after the game in the regular season is, we'll see you again.
You see?
I mean, right there.
I don't think he meant the Pro Bowl.
All right, now let's get to the keys of the game. We'll start on the other side. We'll start with the home team in this game. And we'll break down more of the home field advantage in a little bit. But what are the keys to the game if New England and Tom Brady and Bill Belichick want to win this game?
I think that they have to set the tone early. I think they need to demoralize the Giants' defense. And I think a couple of long completions is how you get it done. You got to smack the Giants in. The Giants are so good at smacking you in the mouth. Smack them right out, especially if you start off with the ball. Have a drive where everything is clicking, completions, and then boom, the big touchdown takes the Giants out of the element. That's what I think. I think Tom Brady needs to start fast and just doesn't stop.
Okay, I agree with that. I got two words,
yes,
which is the key is the Patriots winning.
Mm-hmm.
Pass protection.
I hear that.
Pass protection. If they could control the line of scrimmage, that is the game. If they could keep Tom Brady off the ground, he will pick them apart, and they will win this game. That is the key for New England. Now we go to the other side in the Giants. Much better. Thank you, Reg.
Yeah.
As now we go to the other side in the Giants. And what are your keys for them?
You say pass protection, getting through that offensive line. I think if they put Brady on the floor and have him rattle, I don't think there's not much he could do. You can be the greatest quarterback on earth, but if your offensive line allows pressure to get in your face, how good could you be? So I think the Giants are only as good as their front four. If they get to Brady a couple times, I think the Giants win this game. That's what I think is the key.
Okay. I agree with you. 50% again. I think half of it is absolutely that, getting pressure. The other half I brought up to you during the week, physicality. You got to be physical with this team.
Yes.
They seem very soft to me.
Almost like the Jets, like I said, you have to be physical with Sanchez.
Yeah,
and those.
You got to knock him around, hit him at the line of scrimmage, you know, get in extra. You know, I'm not saying anything stupid with stupid penalties, but get a little extra in, you know?
Yep.
Be physical. Be rough with them. Let them know you're there.
Mm-hmm.
Disrupt them any way possible. And I think because they have tough times. They had no business winning that game in Baltimore. And Baltimore completely out-physicaled that team. And they have tough times. I mean, the Jets are a physical team, too. And we all know, besides this year, because they weren't physical, that's the difference. I'm breaking that down, where the Jets, the last 2 years before this, was very physical. Ground and pound. You know, we'll hit you in the mouth, all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Soft the Jet team this year results in the Patriots beating them twice.
Yes.
So you go physical on this team, I think you can control the game.
And another key for the Giants defense, I think the Giants are among some of the best teams at third and long. When the Giants know you're in a dead passing situation, they are one of the most dangerous teams.
Yeah.
So if they can keep Brady third and seven, third and eight, third and nine, I think that they'll clog up the passing lanes, the front four will come at them, and I think that's the key. You can't get Brady with three and shorts.
Right, I agree. You got to
Wes Welker will tear you up third and short.
Right. No, I agree with that 100%. Basically, what you have to do to keep them third, you know, keep them third and long, like you said, just pin your ears back and go after the quarterback.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's just, you know, the logical thing to do here with their with their front four because they're so great.
Now, the question I have for you, yes. How do the Giants, Perry Fuehle and the defense, combat Tom Brady's no-huddle offense? He runs probably the best no-huddle. Him and Eli, I think, are two of the best no-huddle quarterbacks in the league, but Tom Brady's been doing it for a lot longer. What do you think Perry Fuehle has to do?
Don't be surprised. And if I were the Patriots, I would have brought this up. I'm not sure if it was the Patriot game. I got to go back and look. Do you remember when teams started to run no huddles on the Giants during the year? What they
yes.
did?
Mm-hmm.
What they do? Do you remember?
What the plays that the teams?
No. Did? What did the Giant players do? Do you remember when they started running no huddles?
Basically, they fell apart.
Well, take away apart. They fell.
Yeah.
You had rumors that the guys were just dropping down for no reason.
Exactly.
And don't be surprised if they try a little of that, honestly. Because the Patriots haven't brought that up. And if I were the Patriots, I would have definitely said something to that just to get the refs' attention.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be surprised if that happens.
If we see guys holding their arms.
Right.
Or
just to slow
just collapse it.
Just to slow the tempo down. Absolutely.
Yep.
Now, here's the other key. If they do keep it in the no huddle, I think it's more important the after effects of the no huddle. Because what are they going to do when they run the no huddle? They're going to go short pass, short pass, short pass.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants got to get their hands up. They got to get their hands up. I think if you deflect a couple balls, you'll be in good shape here. Because he likes to go short. He likes to keep it small. So the Giants, what they've done a great job all year, knocking balls down at the line, I think that could be a key to this game as well.
No, that's one thing that worries me, the no huddle, because it only takes one or two of those plays to get on a roll.
But here's the thing. Here's the good thing with the no huddle. And it's harder to sub in and out, yeah. But if you can sub in and out, the Giants have the personnel where, okay, Tuck and Osi are shot. They're shot, right? They're winded. They can barely breathe.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Oh, okay, we'll bring in Kiwanuka and JPP.
Yeah.
And you know, and you don't miss a beat.
Yeah, you can throw Tollefson in, Chase Blackburn,
Chris Canty. And all of a sudden, they got the guys where they can keep throwing fresh bodies out there,
that
rotating,
is true. Yep.
And they won't get winded, and they won't miss a beat.
Yep.
Mathias Kiwanuka, who, you got to agree with me, Reg, is so much better when he's down on that line.
You're right. And
rushing the pass.
And I think the be-all, end-all to that is when they were talking to him in media day, it said Giants defensive end. It didn't say Giants linebacker.
Exactly. And the emergence of Chase Blackburn has really help them put him back on the line where he belongs.
Yeah.
Because now you don't need him out in linebacker. Because now you got a healthy Boley.
Mm-hmm.
You have a very good Chase Blackburn who's been a shot
Jaquan
of adrenaline.
Jaquan Williams.
Herzlick, I think, will be ready to go in this game if you need him. So you have a couple guys here and there where, you know, you could.
So you put Chase Blackburn on that line?
No, not in the line.
I thought that's what you said.
I'm saying in the linebacker.
Oh, in the linebacker. I thought you meant in the line. I was about to say, what?
No.
I know he wears 94, 93, 93, but I mean, come on.
No,
imagine Chase Blackburn on that line?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. I think we hit the nail on the head pretty much with all the stuff, keys to the game. I have one more question for you, though.
Yes.
Do you, with, I guess it depends on Gronk.
Mm-hmm.
Do you keep an eye, maybe a small eye, a big eye, you tell me, on Chad Ochocinco? Or do you think the guy is obsolete? You think he's done? You think he's finished? Or do you see Belichick maybe trying to get a little too fancy here or maybe try to outsmart the Giants and make Ochocinco a huge part of his game plan? What is your opinion?
I was
on that?
Thinking that, but he must know that that Tom Coughlin is too well prepared to let a guy like we with it. You know, Ochocinco isn't the Ochocinco
of
old, but I mean the guy can still catch a ball, and I don't think the Giants want to be caught sleeping. I expect them to handle Ochocinco. Don't let him get behind you. That's what you have to do. Make sure he stays in front of you,
right?
And I think they'll be all right. So, I don't see him as I don't think that he'll be the reason why the Patriots win or lose. Let's just say that.
So you. Do you or don't you think he's going to play a bigger role in this game than he has all season?
Well, of course they're gonna. If Gronkowski is out, he's gonna have to.
I guess it depends on that.
Yeah, it depends on. But I'm more worried about. And I tell you, I was worried since the last Super Bowl. Wes Welker has tore them up. They need to make sure Wes Welker cannot beat them in the Super Bowl.
Here's what you got to do with Wes Welker. He's gonna get his catches because he gets separation.
Yeah.
He's just that quick. And he plays that slot position perfectly.
Yes, he does.
Better than anybody in the game.
How he gets off the line. And
what you got to do is stop the yak. Yeah, you know what yak is?
No.
Yards after catch.
Yep.
Stop the yak, because that's where he makes his money.
Yep.
He'll catch a 3-yard pass and turn it into a 20-yard gain.
Yep.
You got, you know, as soon as you want to let him catch it, he's going to catch his balls. He's going to.
That's why I like Webster on him instead of Ross, because that's where Webster's better. Webster scares me just right. Webster, if he was on Ocho Cinco, would scare me, because Webster gets burned sometimes.
Okay.
He's better off a guy off the slot.
Okay. So who would you go man for man here, coverage-wise? What would you do?
I would have Webster on Welker.
Okay.
I would have Aaron Ross on Branch.
Okay.
Then I would put one of the safeties on Hernandez.
Okay.
And then the other safety, whoever he sees needs help out there, needs double coverage.
And would you put
in a play?
And if their third receiver is Ocho, you put Prince on him?
That is interesting. Prince or okay? I think Prince.
If they got the one tight end, they got to go 3 wide receiver set.
You know what? I think Prince has earned his stripes. He's got enough better, okay. And the Prince is fast, so I think he could go step to set. Only thing is, Ocho Cinco's a lot taller than him. The Prince is pretty short, but I think he can go step for step with him.
So I would agree with you on everything except for one thing. You said put a safety on Hernandez. Yeah. I disagree completely.
Really?
I think if it was Gronkowski, yes. Mm-hmm. I would put Jaquan Williams on Hernandez.
Really?
Yeah, and see how that works out. Or Michael Boley.
All right.
And see how that works
out. We see how Michael Boley worked on Donald Driver.
Well, that's a receiver. That's, I mean, still different than a tight end.
That is true. Aaron Hernandez no slouch himself, so all right. So I see we're on the same page.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And now who do you think? Let's go one more question, then we'll go into a break here. Belichick.
Yes.
Who is he taking out of this game for the Giants?
It has to be Victor Cruz, I think.
You think so? Give me reasons.
I'll tell you why. One, I mean, the guy has Hakeem Nicks. We always knew that if he could solve the Butterfingers problem, he'd be a great receiver.
But I think he has so far.
And he has just come out of nowhere.
Who, Victor Cruz?
Yeah, Victor Cruz has just come out of nowhere, and he's really starting to hit his stride. And Belichick knows, if one guy can't kill me, look what he did against the 49ers, getting separation on Carlos Rogers. He knows that even if Victor Cruz, he's gotten a lot of fame for the salsa dance, he hasn't done in a while. Even if he doesn't get his touchdowns.
They've been keeping him out of the end zone. Great point.
He kills you with moving the ball in between the 20s. So Victor Cruz, I can see him. If you don't double-team him, Victor Cruz can get 165 yards, no TDs, and Nicks and Manningham will split the TDs.
And you think Manningham is going to evolve as the number one guy as the game unfolds?
Yes, I think they're going to overlook him. They said that they're going to put Edelman on him. Expect him to have a big game. Victor Cruz moving it in between the 20s. When they get in that red zone, I see Nicks and Manningham.
Yeah, I see a huge game from Hakeem Nicks here.
No.
I see him a game like he had against Green Bay.
Yeah.
I mean, just a monster of a game.
He is.
So I think that's what I think. He is the guy that's going to be Eli's guy all game long. Because, I agree with you. I think he's going to take away from
Victor Cruz.
And I think he's going to give Edelman a lot of help on Mario Manningham.
Yeah.
So you do that, and that leaves Hakeem Nicks. And that's the great thing. They remind me of. Do you remember the old Rams teams with Kurt Warner?
Oh, yeah.
You had Bruce, Holt, Oz Hakeem. Yep. You had these great receivers.
Yep.
There was too many to cover.
Even Falk, you could line him up at receiver.
Exactly. Falk was a great receiver out of the
He was the Ray Rice of his day.
Absolutely. So there's just too many to hold. But, you know, that's our opinion, breaking down the X's and O's. Now we're going to give you our gut feeling on the other side. One of us isn't as confident. And give you a little hint, is very cautiously optimistic going into the Super Bowl. We'll be back on the other side. I'm Eric Celia.
I'm Reggie Wade. And that is what the New York Giants have to do. They have to keep on rolling. And, man, does that song get me pumped up. Of course, Rolling by Limp Bizkit. And that was the jam back in the day.
Does that get you jacked up or what?
Why can't the Super Bowl be tomorrow? I want it tonight.
You know, it also reminds me of The Undertaker coming down.
Oh, you know it. Of course, Roland. That was his American Badass theme. And, you know, I kind of liked The Undertaker in that.
You liked him coming down the motorcycle?
Yeah, I did. The Giants should come out in motorcycles, each and every one of them. Imagine that.
That would be badass. Definitely. Definitely.
Yep.
But let's get into this here. Reg, I got to be honest with you. It's almost too perfect for me. Everything, as I brought up to you in the car, as you alluded to when we opened up, the stars are aligned for this Giant team to win. The injury to Gronkowski, it being at Peyton's house and Eli playing there. Most of the home crowd is going to be going for the Giants since their hated rival is the Patriots and in Indianapolis. You know,
and these Mannings.
And I heard the ratio is 2-1 Giant fans buying tickets. It's just everything is lined up perfect. Julian Edelman playing on one of the three best receivers in the receiving corps in the league. It's almost like, and it all goes back to what I said a couple weeks ago, comparing them to Lindsay Lohan and famous female celebrities.
Which was great on your part.
Thank you. This team can handle prosperity, and that worries me because they are underdogs, yes, and hopefully they're using that in the locker room. But everybody and their mother is picking the New York Giants in this game. I listen to sports radio. I watch ESPN. You know, your fine employers over there. and Reggie's doing a great job, by the way, as always.
Come on, man.
This guy's an editing genius. Just want to throw that out there. but I've been watching it all, and everybody's picking the Giants. And that scares me, Reg. It scares me. And, you know, getting that resiliency video we played to open the show eases that a little bit. You know, but again, I think I've gone back to cautiously optimistic. Because it reminds me of I'm a Yankee fan, as we all know. It reminds me of Game 5 last year, the Tigers. Grandison has the catch in Game 4. They got all the momentum in the world. I don't think there was no Verlander pitching Game 5 because of the rainout.
Doug Fister,
who they beat up in the first game. I'm loving it, Reg. I mean, no Verlander, the rainout. Yes. It's meant to be, right?
Yes.
It's meant to be. And what happens? Yep. Not one person picked the Tigers to win that game, and they won. And I just get that feeling, you know, very similar to the rainout with Gronkowski getting injured. Now everyone's like, if Gronkowski doesn't play or if he's at 50%, this is a lock for the Giants. It's just everything is, and when things are too much of a lock like that, very rare do they continue to stay like that and go the course.
All right. Now I can understand if there were two more games to go. This is it. No matter what, the season is over. I see it that just like 07, and it's so eerie, the improbable story, and this is the final chapter. Cinderella's coach does not turn into a pumpkin. We are for real.
That was tremendous, I have to say.
That's what I'm feeling. No 9-17 has ever won the Super Bowl. The Giants can't do it. They can't. No team has ever. Why would these Giants do something no team has ever done? That's what's stacked up against them. Right. The legacy of Brady. The legacy of Belichick. Absolutely. They have a quarterback. People saying he's elite this year. But does Eli really have it? I'm telling you, this is just set it up to be one of the most remarkable runs in history. A team that has won 10 in a row, the Patriots. A team that has won 6 in a row, the Giants. Someone's owes 5 in a row. Someone's owes gotta go. And this is going to shape up to be one of the all-time classics of a Super Bowl. And I just think the Giants will come out on top.
I agree. It's going to be an all-time classic. I'm just hoping it goes the Giants' way.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a nail-biter. I think we're not going to know. I think we're going to be at halftime saying, this is a stalemate. We don't know what's going to happen. And I almost hope, because of halftime, that the Giants don't have like a big momentum, because you'll lose all of that in halftime.
Absolutely.
I hope that that's when the Patriots peak, halftime, and then...
Right.
Don't be surprised if we see if it's tie going into halftime. I think it might be that kind of game.
Well, the game in the regular season was 0-0 going into halftime.
Yeah.
So you're thinking something along the lines of that, but
I think so. Yeah, I think it's going to be both teams in the 30s. I think the winner will win by 3 or 4 points. I don't think the winner wins by a touchdown. Lawrence Times may have to kick him to a championship.
Reg, your unbridled enthusiasm has boosted my spirits here. It really has.
Thank you.
Because I've been a negative Nelson for a long time here.
Yes.
Even though I pick the Giants every week.
But again, cautiously, it's like Vince McMahon, right. In the interest of fairness, right. You got that line.
Exactly. Cautiously optimistic. And like it just worries me that this team can't handle prosperity. But
they don't have it yet.
I will say this. That the regular season, which is what I'm basing my opinion on, that should be all thrown out the window.
Yes.
Because this isn't the regular season.
Yes.
This is a different Giant football team than
yes,
we've seen the
Tale
first
of two teams.
Right. Through the first 14 games.
Yes.
Completely different.
Yep.
So in that account and your enthusiasm, man, I mean I'm all in again. I'm all in.
It's all in.
You've knocked me as we do air fist bumps here, and Reggie points to his New York Giant NFC Championship hat.
I love it.
By the way, how does it feel for a team to how does it feel for a New York team to go to a championship game and get this? You ready for this?
Yeah.
Actually win it. I mean, that's unheard of in New York since 07.
Yeah,
and
it
New
is.
York, I mean, yeah, sure, there's been some New York teams that got into a championship game and choked.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and then they thought they were the stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
But
and that was the only thing that would have scared me. Like, if the Giants' great run, if they fell short like other teams who we won't mention,
right.
They can say, listen, you didn't do anything. But then again, the Giants have an NFC East championship.
Yeah, raise that banner.
They have an NFC championship.
Raise that
and
banner.
And they go in for one more.
And they will be raising that one.
I love it.
You've talked me into it.
All in.
Now, if I get crushed, I will kill you.
All right. Hey, that's a chance I'm willing to take. You down with JPP?
Yeah, you know me.
Oh, I expect JPP to have a big game. He even said it. He said, we have to get into Brady's head. He said, we did not get any pressure on Brady. It was non-existent. We
right.
cannot do that. He said, we were lucky that our offense bailed us out.
He said Tom Brady's not a god.
Yes, he said he's not. He's a man. He said he's a great quarterback, but he's not a god.
He's not. And but
he's not a machine. He's a man.
If
name that movie.
Not a machine. He's a man. Rocky?
Rocky IV, you cut him. Imagine that. Sack and Brady's cut. Brady is cut. Not that we want Tom Brady to get hurt, but we do want the job. And you know what I heard Gisele Bündchen saying to I just heard in the CSB office that she wasn't saying to pray that they win the Super Bowl. Pray that Tom Brady doesn't get hurt. Because apparently she's watched video of the Giants' knee, and it looks pretty scary.
And he's playing with a hurt shoulder. It's not his throwing shoulder.
It's separated, yeah.
But, so, you know, listen, they got to let them know that they're there.
Yes,
like I
they
said,
do.
It all goes back to the physicality. But we've come to that time, Reg.
Yes.
We've come to the time where Super Bowl Sunday is now 3 days away? 4 days away?
Yep.
And we have to put on our thinking caps here and break out the crystal ball. And make as Reggie pretends he has a crystal ball in front of him. Either that or he's like crawling like a little mouse. I don't know what that is. I don't know what he's doing. Creeped out a little bit. But we break out the crystal ball and it's a prediction time.
You want to score for me?
We got to get a score, Reggie.
Right.
It's the Super Bowl. But before we do that, before we get into the predictions, interesting question
yes.
that I got for Jet fans out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you could throw your opinion out on this.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the Jet fans rooting for in this game?
I've seen a lot of Jet fans saying they go for New York because they just hate. It's almost like who are the Mets going for? Philly or the Yankees? I was going
right.
for Philly because I say I don't know any Philly fans really
right.
that's going to shove it in my face all day.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to say the Patriots.
And you know what? I agree with that too. And let me tell you why. That is the best argument anyone could have. Because when you're friends with a bunch of sport fans, and you root for different teams. As you know, in baseball, I've done this to you your whole life.
Yeah, they lost the 2000 World Series to the Yankees.
That one day, I might be sleeping and you just suffocate me. Just from how much I've done this to you.
I've thought of it.
But when your team loses and is done for, and the other person team wins, it is so unbearable to hear them talk. Because, especially if it's a championship.
Yeah.
Because now you have bragging rights until the Super Bowl next year. So you could run your
right,
mouth
just
out.
Right now, the Giants over that other team have bragging rights for 4 years, really.
Right, right, exactly. But I think that's the key here. You don't want to hear these other people.
No, you don't.
And you see them, your friends, your family, you see them every day.
Exactly.
Or you at least hear from them every day.
Yep.
And it's going to be, believe you me, I've done it to Reggie, it's going to be thrown into your face every single
it
day.
Is. How do you think the Jets fans are going to feel when they go to MetLife Stadium
right.
to see their right. team and they see the Giants World Championship banner?
And that's why I don't want to hear, oh, we live in New York, let's root for the Giants. You know, because no. you got to root for the other team because you don't live with those
Yankee
fans.
Yankee fans root for the Red Sox in the World Series over the Mets.
Yes, because I don't want to hear Met fans. No. I don't live in Boston. If I lived in Boston, I would root for the Mets.
Yeah.
But I don't. If it's regular season and there's standing implications, totally different.
Mm-hmm. You rooted for the Mets when Omir Santos hit that home run. Right. You guys were embroiled in a...
Omir Santos. I can't wait to start talking some Mets baseball.
Man. Oh, man.
I can't wait.
The quagmire that is the New York Mets.
Can't wait. We're getting a little off topic here. But I agree with you. I think you got to root for the Patriots if you're a Jet fan. But
yes.
First of all, we don't want you rooting for our Giants. That's number one.
No.
And second of all, you're going to hear us on OD, Overdose, you're going to hear us. It's going to be so bad. I mean, we're going to make your lives a living hell. I might post something on Twitter and Facebook. By the way, you can follow me at Eric Celia on Twitter. Follow Reggie at Reggie Wade on Twitter.
Yep.
You could also follow us on Tumblr, Facebook. Yes. Listen to us on Podomatic, iTunes, wherever you want.
Remember, totally free download.
Totally free. We don't charge you a dime. But once our crystal ball predictions come true in a minute here, we might start charging you guys.
Maybe.
But I might put something on social media every single day until the next Super Bowl. Just talking about the Packers, talking about the Jets, talking about Dallas, you know. Just to rub a little salt in the wounds. Mm. But it's time. Let's stop stalling here. Prediction time. Who do you want to go first, Reg, me or you?
You.
Okay. Now, I said cautiously optimistic. My score is going to change here because of you. I just want to let you know that. Mm-hmm. My pick isn't, but my score is. I got to say, as Bob Papa, as Reggie once referred to him, Bill Papa, says in an extra point, it's true blue. I have to go true blue here. I got to go with my heart. I got to say the Giants win this game 35-28. And I don't think it's going to be a final drive. I think we'll be able to breathe a little bit. Giants just running, trying to run out the clock, find, you know, something like that. 35-28, Giants, Super Bowl champs. Reg?
The Giants will win 31-28 on a Lawrence Tynes field goal.
Really?
Yes.
How many yards?
43.
43-yarder from Lawrence Tynes.
To end the game. There'll be 4 seconds left.
A walkout.
A walk-off.
Well, there you have it, folks. Our Chris Canavan is a little busy, nope. So we don't.
He's
have
got a new job.
Yeah, we don't.
Big
have
ups to Cano.
Absolutely, we don't have his expert pick.
But we would have to assume,
yes.
That is Big Blue.
Yeah, you would have to assume.
Yes,
I definitely think Cano would take it. Guys, let us know your pick. Let us know what you think.
Especially on Facebook. Let's get Facebook and Twitter wars going.
Let's
Patriots,
go.
Giants.
Patriots,
come on.
Giants. If you're a Jet fan, who are you rooting for? Does this hurt Eli's legacy more? Does it hurt Brady's legacy more, win or loss? All that good stuff. Do you think Gronkowski's going to play? Do you think he's going to be a factor? Who's going to be the star for the Giants? Who's going to be the star for the Patriots? Anything you want about this Super Bowl, bring in.
And also, we're going to talk about some other things, but I think what the final things that we're going to talk about, you know, we always say, what's our predictions? How about we do an MVP prediction? Who we
I
think
like that.
Will be the MVP of this game to close out the show.
Okay, I said it already. I'll say it again. Hakeem Nicks.
All right. So we'll end it off on who I think. And I'm really thinking the wheels are spinning up there. You see smoke coming out. I can see this going down a couple different ways.
I might give you a little drum roll for your MVP prediction.
Maybe. I love that drum roll. Hey, maybe Steve Weatherford. It may not. What a weapon the Giants have in Weatherford.
We can't go 1 week without talking about Steve Weatherford.
No, he's the new Feagles.
That's how good he's been. Who was the new Kamika Mitchell, though? I know you love Kamika Mitchell.
Kamika Mitchell was great faking Brady out.
Is it my
I'm
Bowley?
Going to block the pass and then.
Is it Bowley? Is it Blackburn? Like, who is it?
I think it's Bowley. You know what? And Kamika Mitchell was supposed to come back this year. Remember when everybody was getting hurt?
I heard that.
And
he,
oh man,
love that guy.
Him and Tyree, they just need to be on the payroll all year.
Well, I said that. I think they should bring out Tyree to be a captain for the coin toss.
Does he even play football anymore?
Tyree? No, I don't think so. Tyree Strahan and maybe Phil Sims. How do you like that?
I like that. No LT.
No. I wouldn't touch that with a 20-foot pole.
They did against the Rams. They put him in the ring
yeah,
and everything. I thought it was a little soon, but
yeah. But we'll get back. We have a lot more to talk about.
Yes, we got to talk about. We got to talk about a little bit. Knicks and the Royal Rumble, as we said.
The Royal Rumble.
We're wrestling, guys.
Yeah, we're going to get into a little bit of wrestling here. Break down the Royal Rumble. More importantly, maybe even break down Monday Night Raw, which I thought was better than the Royal Rumble the following night. And so we'll get into that. We'll get into the Knicks and how D'Antoni should never have a job again near the Knicks. Him and Isaiah Thomas should be shipped off to an island somewhere together. But we'll get into that on the other side. I'm Eric Celia.
I'm Reggie Wade. Welcome back to the Heavy Hitters. I'm Reggie Wade.
I'm Eric Celia.
On this, what is turning out to be a beautiful day in Long Island, it was dreary, cloudy, and I see some sun peeking through.
How great has the weather been the last couple days here in New York?
It's really like springtime in Paris, springtime in Brooklyn.
And by the way, one more thing on the Super Bowl. Seeing all this coverage and the city and how it's decorated, am I the only one who wants to take a trip to Indianapolis now?
It's like the entire state. And you know what? People sneeze about. They said, you know, put in the Super Bowl in the cornfield. They were so grateful that they actually got this. They have just immersed themselves. They were much better than what the city of Phoenix and state of Arizona were.
Right.
Who will get the Super Bowl again in next couple of years. But they have just been Super Bowled out.
Yep. Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
The city looks great. It really does.
It really does. It looks great. They said even in the airport, it's all you think you were at the Super Bowl.
That's it, man.
The stadium looks phenomenal.
Looks unbelievable. And just want to give you a little preview of what we got coming for you next week to tune in next week. Of course, we got the Super Bowl winner.
Yes.
The breakdown of the game. We'll be very happy or very sad.
Yes, either way.
We will also be talking a little more Knicks. We will be breaking down the Mayweather-Cotto fight,
yes,
which was announced.
Yes, it was May 5th.
We'll talk about that next week. So we got a full action-packed show for you next week. Make sure you're here for that. And we still got a hell of a show left for you right now.
We do. And, you know, I have to, you know, you're a Knicks fan. You find out how it is to be a Met fan when you root for the Knicks.
Can I just say something for a second?
Yes.
You're Nets, right? Because you're going to be a Nets
fan.
Yeah,
Brooklyn.
So I'm going to call you a Nets fan.
All right.
Your Nets got some potential, man.
They do.
Their record isn't great, but I watch them sometimes, and I see they got the pieces. They got the pieces there. If they could just figure it out and maybe get one more piece.
Yep.
They will be a bad team.
They will.
And in a good way.
And I'm looking forward to them being in Brooklyn. It's going to revitalize the area. I just love it. And, you know, over at ESPN, they had me. They gave me an assignment. They said, we have to have you look up Knicks stats so that they could go on the air. And I really felt your pain when I was looking at those.
Yeah.
Would Carmelo Anthony lead your team in assists? I mean, you have what is up with the Knicks? I mean, what do you think? Is Baron Davis the elixir? Everyone says he'll come back, and hopefully they'll start a run. What do you think?
Here's the thing, Reg. Baron Davis is at the tail end of his career. Does he have a couple good years left? Possibly. He is not going to be the savior of this team. This team needs a solid, solid point guard. Okay? Baron Davis could be that, but you don't know how many minutes he's going to give you. You don't know how healthy he's going to be. And just that alone is a question mark. So you need a solid point guard. And this system does not work with these players, Reg. This D'Antoni system does not
work. Well, they need a point guard for it to work, his system.
Yeah, but just the player the Melo is, the player Chandler is.
They're half-court players, and he wants them to run a full-court offense.
Exactly. And it just doesn't fit. I think D'Antoni's got to go. I think you got to bring in a very good point guard who could run it, because Tony Douglas and Iman Shumpert aren't getting the job done. First of all, they're both shooting guards in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just been rough. I mean, just every week I brought this up before. It's like Carmelo's 3 for 23. Amari's 4 for 21. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. These guys need to learn to play together. And I know they haven't had a full season yet together and all that other stuff. But they are very lucky the Giants are in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Because if the Giants weren't in the Super Bowl, all hell will be raining down on this New York Knicks team.
Yes.
And if they don't get it together by the time the Giant Parade is over and everything else, you like that, they're going to be in big trouble.
Oh, yes, they are. The hammer's going to fall. And for their sake, I sure hope that Davis is the elixir, because they need something. They still, I think, can make the playoffs, but they have to start. They have to start soon. It's a short season.
And you feel for a guy like Tyson Chandler, and it's hard to say you feel for him after the contract he got, but he is playing his ass off.
He is.
I mean, he's rebounding. He's scoring points. Mm-hmm. He's blocking shots. He's doing everything that has to be done, why they brought him in here.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's getting no help. I mean, that's the bottom line. He's getting no help, and he needs it. And somebody needs to step up and be a leader on this team, and someone needs to step up and take control and say, this team isn't going bad anymore. End of story. And in my mind, that has to be Carmelo Anthony.
Yep.
Carmelo Anthony, we gave up the farm for him. We put everything we got into this guy.
He gave up Gallinari, and then he just came and scored 38 points in
his
face. They
just signed him to a four-year, $48 million extension. Just take over, Carmelo. Be the leader of this team.
Well, that's hurt, and he's not sitting out to let this injury heal.
He's nicked up a little bit. He sat out a couple games, came back 25 points. But he's got to be more vocal. You know, him and Amari's got to step up too, because Amari's not been the guy he's been last year.
No.
I don't know if it's because he has to share the limelight with Carmelo or what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the trade talks got to him a little bit.
Nope.
But this guy's got to step both of them. Both of them, they are the studs of this team.
Yep.
You cannot play at a below average level and be successful when you have two stars on the team. I'm sorry. Nope. As Reggie takes a nice yawn there.
These Knicks, they put me to sleep.
They put him to sleep. But they're putting a lot of people to sleep right now. And I'll tell you who's not benefiting from this whole Knick thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's MSG.
No.
Because they have no argument right now why Time Warner is not picking up
their games. Time Warner's like, you charge more money for this?
Right.
They're proving their case.
Exactly. So they're not helping things out anymore.
No, they're not.
In that
I think Cablevision, if Cablevision wasn't owned by Dolan, I think Cablevision would block them out.
Yeah, he might. But he's got to go too, by the way.
Who, Dolan?
Dolan, D'Antoni.
His father owns the team. He's not going anywhere.
I know he's not.
Big Blue, there's Mike Caliendo. He's one of the great workers here at CSB. Him and Becky are the glue that holds this place together. And he is outside with his Big Blue jersey.
He's got a Tiki Barber jersey.
I love it. It's Big Blue, though.
Yeah, that's true.
And I miss those road jerseys.
I used to have those same ones, the red, white, and blue.
Yeah, I miss the blue outlines.
Really? No, I like it all red.
You like it all red?
I like it all red.
I miss the blue names.
Nah, I disagree with you. I think they look too much like Patriot jerseys.
Really?
Yeah.
Patriots do have a nice uniform. I've often said it's probably the nicest uniform in the NFL.
Right.
I mean, of course, I think the Giants is better. I like theirs better. But, I mean, if you just go style for style, the silver, they look like giant Gillette cans. I think that's why they named it Gillette Stadium. They look like shaving cream. The silver, the blue, it looks like one of those cans. So
we are getting way off track here.
Hey.
But that's so all right. The Knicks aren't that important right now.
No, we can totally overlook the Knicks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's not act like they deserve the.
But just for the record, I am pushing the panic button. Maybe I go.
Where is it here?
Get close to the edge too. You know, maybe I'm always on the edge of the building.
See, that's like being a Met fan. You are always. Family Guy had it right. All right, opening day at the Mets, and the pitch, and the season is over.
I laughed so hard when I first seen that. It wasn't even funny.
Seth MacFarlane is astute enough to know that the Mets are terrible.
What do the Mets and lawn furniture have in common?
Yeah. Oh, they get put away in October. Remember, another Family Guy Met Rice Crack. Wow, these New Yorkers are jumping all their garbage here. The New York Times, the New York Post, the New York Mets. And they were
I love it.
Yep, but nothing like a little Met bashing to get your juices going, right?
Oh, yeah, I can't wait.
It's just
we will in the future have a big time show of 2012 MLB preview show for the season as we break down, you know, divisions, teams, playoff predictions, and stuff like that.
You know, this show is a little it's bittersweet because this is the last week that we'll have for the Pro Bowl game.
Yeah.
The AFC won 59-41. I mean, whatever that's worth.
Boy, you want to get more, you know, lower on the rung of importance here, going from the Giants to the Knicks to the Pro Bowl.
I mean, this is going to be the last time we're previewing a football game here for about 5 months. It's a little sad.
It is sad.
And this show is going to be a different dynamic. It's going to be just as good, but we're going to talk more in depth about basketball, preview more of baseball. So, you know, like the seasons change, so much the aviators.
You know, with the road to WrestleMania, we're going to get a lot more wrestling in.
You know it.
So, get a little filler in. If this guy Reggie would brush up on his hockey, I mean, I'm ready to go with the hockey here.
You bring it on whenever you want.
I'm ready to go, this Ranger team. I mean, one of your bosses here, Dom LaGreca, he is the play-by-play guy for the New York Rangers on 1050 ESPN New York.
Yes, and one thing about the Rangers, I think they just have to make a trade for a scorer.
stealing what I said before.
You have no proof
on
that.
You took my Pizza Hut conversation that we had before, and you stole it from me.
You have no proof of that. They need a scorer. I mean, that's what you're missing. It's just like when you eat a nice meal, and you're like the like what we had in Pizza Hut. The pizza buffet and the cinnamon sticks was just a perfect cap to that meal. That's what these Rangers need, a legitimate scorer. Who can it be? Who else? Who's out there?
Will it kill them to refill the drinks? Jeez.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Where was that tonight?
I know. I have to go bite for sip almost.
Really? I can eat a large portion and then drink a large portion.
Really?
I have to go bite for sip.
I have to.
We were talking about this before. You know, I didn't have a lot of dough growing up, and I would have to choose. And it shows in my weight now what I chose. But I would either have to get a slice and a drink or two slices. I was okay with two slices of pizza.
I was not. I would have to go slice of the drink.
Really? I'd rather have that second slice of pizza than the drink.
No. Oh, I get thirsty just hearing you say that.
Especially put a little garlic on there.
How you eat and not drink anything? My goodness. You know what? I think I'm a person. I feel more satisfied when I drink something, when I'm really thirsty, as opposed to when I eat when I'm really hungry. What about you?
Reg, take a look at me.
Do
I get more satisfaction than eating something?
What? You can drink soda and be just as big. Soda's very fattening.
Soda is very fattening. I'm not a big soda guy, though.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a Gatorade water guy.
Really? You know what my problem is soda, so I'm trying with the diet. You know what? I like the fizziness. But so listen, I've been trying the diet soda.
I heard diet soda is just as bad.
Oh, come on. Not just as bad.
Just as bad.
That's what they want to try to...
I'm telling you.
That's what they try to feed
us. I'd dump the soda if I were you.
What? And also I like the club soda.
Right.
The flavored seltzer water.
Right. You're a big seltzer guy.
I just like the strong fizziness of it.
You like ginger ale?
My favorite drink. Come on.
I know.
Acting brand new on me.
I'm trying to... I'm giving you a shot to open up to our audience here. Hey. I want them to know who Reggie is. I know who Reggie is. I want them to know who Reggie is.
Yeah, that's about it. I like ginger ale, the Giants, and the Mets. And that's about it. I'm otherwise pretty bored.
Listen, you're a big-time politician here.
Yeah, yeah. I love me some politics.
Love you some politics. You're wrong on every aspect of them, but you like the politics.
Oh, yeah. And it's funny. Always the person that's saying that everybody else is wrong is usually the one who's wrong. So that shows you who's...
I didn't say everyone else. I'm just saying you.
Oh, just me?
Yeah.
I am so on the money. I am so on the money.
And what is your party of choice?
Well, we're not going to get into that.
Why not?
We're not going to alienate.
Why? I'm just asking.
We're not going
to
alienate.
I want people to know you, Reg.
I want people to know you, too.
Yeah. I will say
You're not a volunteer. Well, let me ask you a personal question.
Sure, let's go. I'm ready.
Let's see.
I am getting married April 27th. How about that?
Yes, all right.
If you didn't get an invite yet. I haven't sent them out.
And if you don't, I thought you were going to say, and you're not going to.
You're not going to if you don't get them in like a month.
Yeah. But in a month it's going to take that long? You're cutting it close, Mr. Celia.
No, you're supposed to do it 2 months before.
Oh, is it? Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go. I'm ready. Fire away. Ask me a personal question.
Let me see.
I'm ready.
Who did you want? I know this is very personal. Who did you want to win the Royal Rumble?
Okay, that by the way, that's a tremendous transition by you. I mean, you are just a pro at what you do. I mean,
would you say I'm the best in the world?
You are the best in the world at what you do. I mean, we said we were going to talk some wrestling, and this guy seamlessly transitions a terrible conversation between us into wrestling.
I had to save it somewhere.
I mean, that was just great. My guy to win the Rumble, I didn't want Jericho. I'll tell you why I didn't want Chris Jericho.
I thought you wanted Jericho.
I didn't, because that meant he was going to face CM Punk. And I didn't want him fighting CM Punk, because in the end, I don't think they're going to put him over on CM Punk. I wanted Randy Orton to win the Rumble.
All right.
And he did not.
I wanted Jericho, but what ended up happening was when it was them two, it was Jericho and Sheamus. Okay. I said it's a win-win for me. And my favorite wrestler, Sheamus, won, and I cannot be any happier.
The Great White?
He'll always be the Celtic Warrior. And he will
like
now
the
headline.
White?
No, because it seems a little racist. Like the Great What? White what? White supremacists? I mean, the Great What? What? He's not a shark. He's the Celtic Warrior, an Irish Warrior.
I agree. I like that better.
Yep. And I'm thinking the Celtics. They don't call themselves the Celtics.
No.
The Boston Celtics. But
yeah, Sheamus wins the Royal Rumble. He will be going to WrestleMania for the championship.
Yes.
He hasn't picked who he was going to fight yet, but we all know who
it's going to be. Daniel Bryan. Two guys that weren't good enough to be in WrestleMania last year, and now they're headlining.
And I think that's a story WWE needs to play up.
They have to.
I think they have to say that they wrestled a dark match at WrestleMania last year, meaning before they went on air,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't good enough to make the on-air product. Now, a year from now, they're fighting for the world title.
And it wasn't even a full match. Teddy Long came out in the middle and said, I'm going to make this a battle royal, and it turned into a battle royal.
Right, exactly.
I mean, from the disrespect to the top, and let me tell you something. What do you think about John Laurinaitis, how awkward he was in that whole thing as the guest ref?
I think Johnny Ace has made great strides. I really do.
I like him, but he just movement-wise was awkward.
Yeah, and I heard it's like some kind of joke that they played, making him wear sleeveless.
Really?
Yeah. Vince likes to do that to some guys.
Because he doesn't have the guns.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? I have to give a shout-out to our friend Alex Bruno. And he just had the perfect anecdote about him. He said, in this whole match, you can just say that John Laurinaitis doesn't hate CM Punk. He's just stupid. He's just an idiot. He goes, I wish they never had him say, I'm going to screw CM Punk, because then that shows malice. You can argue the case that this guy's just stupid.
Right.
Remember at the end he rolled out. I love how he pointed to the ref like, good call. And I guess he thought he was close to the apron and he starts rolling and he still has the entire rig left to go.
That was great. And then another thing on the Royal Rumble, the return of Karma.
Yes.
I mean, that was great. Did you see what she did to Dolph Ziggler?
No, didn't she slam him?
Yeah, she did her finish to Dolph Ziggler.
Unbelievable that she can get him up.
That was tremendous.
And then he threw her right out the ring.
And that was great. Of course, CM Punk, unfortunately, retaining his title against Dolph Ziggler.
But that he will be embroiled in one of the greatest feuds, I think.
Now, and that sets up Monday Night Raw.
Yes.
And it's announced that the Elimination Chamber, the participants will be, of course, the champion CM Punk.
Yes.
You have Kofi Kingston, who had one of the most athletic things I've ever seen in my life in that Royal
Rumble
match.
That blows, I think, what Morrison did out the water. Absolutely. Handstand.
Absolutely. Handstand, and then walked on his hands about 6 to 7 feet to avoid his feet touching the ground. That was unbelievable.
And then we were doubling up on the black guys. R-Truth is there.
Right. R-Truth, Kofi Kingston, The Miz, CM Punk, Chris Jericho, and who am I missing?
That's it?
Dolph Ziggler.
Dolph Ziggler, yep.
So that is the Elimination Chamber. And then, of course, that gets set up where Punk and Bryan wind up having a match on Raw. And a very good match.
Excellent match. And most of the credit has to go to Daniel Bryan.
Absolutely. Daniel Bryan completely outshined CM Punk
in that match. I'm surprised they even let the WWE champion get subjected to that.
Exactly. But CM Punk could do no wrong.
Yeah,
of course. So it doesn't matter.
He's the best in the world, supposedly.
Yeah, so the fans love. I mean, he comes out with this terrible, brutal, nah, 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 hey, hey, goodbye. And all these dopes in the crowd start following him like
Savio Vegas was better at WrestleMania 12.
Absolutely. And the crowd just eats it up, and it's so brutal that this guy could do whatever. Clown shoes. How does he turn clown shoes into something popular?
Yeah, well, what is that?
He says Laurinaitis wears clown shoes. What an idiot.
What, his feet are big? Is that what he's saying?
I don't even know. I don't even know what he means. Anyway, they're having a great match, and it begins. The feud begins that you were getting at here. Chris Jericho comes running down, hits CM Punk with the Codebreaker, walks out with that arrogant smile on his face, which I love, and it sets up.
And Punk is getting up like, what just happened?
Exactly, and it sets up for WrestleMania after the Elimination Chamber. Chris Jericho against CM Punk.
The crowd seemed mixed.
Yeah, it was mixed. But eventually, as they play Jericho more of as a heel, they'll start going towards CM Punk, guaranteed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know what? And it wasn't over. Triple H comes down, and he talks to Laurinaitis.
Supposed to give him
and he's getting
a job
ready,
review.
And he sets it up. He says Vince McMahon, when he ran the show, abused his power, let personal things get in the way. He had to be replaced. I let personal things get in between me and my job, I had to be replaced, and so will you. And he goes, I wish you best of luck in your future. And bong, the bell hits, and all of a sudden the arena goes black. And everyone knows what that is. The fire comes out, and standing in all his 6'10" glory was The Undertaker with a curly wig.
That was very surprising.
I thought it was a lady. I thought it was Michelle McCool with dyed hair because he looked skinnier. Undertaker doesn't look as big as he was.
No, he doesn't.
And I'm like, who is this woman?
And I'm a little depressed that he came out to his old song and not Ain't No Grave by Johnny Cash.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, yeah. I was a little depressed.
I think that's a last year thing.
Yeah. I disagree. I thought it should have been his new song.
Really?
Yeah. So it sets it up. Go ahead, Reg. Break down the rest.
He sets it up. He goes into the ring. Laurinaitis makes a beeline. Laurinaitis not even there. I think he gets engulfed in the smoke.
Disappears.
And Undertaker, you know he doesn't talk when he's in this persona.
Right.
He tells you he wants a match at WrestleMania. What he does, he points at you. He points at the WrestleMania sign, and then he does the cutthroat.
Right.
And that means I want you. Triple H looks. Triple H puts
and his... He's standing there for a couple of minutes just staring at him.
And he puts his hand on Undertaker's shoulder, which Undertaker looks like, you got your hands on me? And Triple H pats his shoulder, shakes his head.
And walks out.
And then he gives him one more look, and then he just walks out. And the Undertaker just keeps on looking at the WrestleMania
side. And he's got a puzzled look like, what am I supposed to do now?
Exactly.
If I can't get this match, and I love the way they turned that, because last year was, nothing had to be said last year either.
No.
It was Undertaker, same thing, cutthroat, Triple H, suck it.
Yep.
We all knew what that meant.
Mm-hmm.
And then you knew, just by the facial expressions, great job by The Undertaker.
Yes.
Great job by Triple H.
Mm-hmm.
They sold it beautifully.
Yes, they did.
That the roles have reversed here. Triple H was the desperate one last year. He wanted revenge for his friend.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to end the streak. He wanted to be the guy. He wanted to end The Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
Now Triple H says, I'm not doing it for you, man. I'm not going to be there to do it. And The Undertaker now is at a crossroad here.
He doesn't know what to do.
He doesn't know what to do because Undertaker right now at this point in his career is WrestleMania.
He's
all about the streak.
It is.
I mean, that's what it comes down to. I'm a little annoyed that we're going to see it for a third time.
Yeah.
And that's why I wanted Jericho not to win the Rumble because I wanted them to set up Jericho Undertaker.
Because let's
be honest, we all know no matter who The Undertaker faces, unless it's his last one.
Yeah.
Which Jim Ross has tweeted, he's got a lot left in the tank. He doesn't plan on retiring.
Who, The Undertaker?
Yes. Doesn't plan on retiring. Unless it's his last WrestleMania, Undertaker's going to win, no matter who he faces. Of course.
Because that's the constant law. Is this going to be the time?
Right. So I think a fresher face would have been better instead of Shawn Michaels Triple H for a third time.
It's almost starting to blend in.
Yeah.
Triple H,
Triple H three times now, Shawn Michaels twice, Kane twice. I could even see them going Kane and Undertaker again at some point.
Yeah, Kane, Undertaker, Mark Henry again.
Right, you know, something, especially with the new career Mark Henry.
Yeah.
Poor guy, man. He keeps getting injured.
Yeah, he can't stay healthy.
I feel bad.
Was healthy all that time and said you were chocolate. And now when he's in the push of his life.
By the way, moment of the year, the crowd started chanting sexual chocolate.
That was great. It looked like he wanted to laugh, but he held it together.
He did. I was laughing, that's for sure. But the road to WrestleMania has now been set. They're going to toy with this Triple H Undertaker thing for a little while, make you think that it might not happen, but it's going to happen.
Yes, of course.
And we got Triple H Undertaker. We're going to have Jericho Punk. We're going to have Daniel Bryan and
Sheamus.
We're going to have The Rock and John Cena. We're going to have also rumors of The Big Show and Shaq. So this is going to be a star-studded,
it really is,
tremendous, tremendous WrestleMania come April 1st. Can't wait. We'll be breaking down Raws. Maybe, not SmackDown. Maybe a little bit on the SmackDown.
SmackDown's not that bad. I've watched a couple. If I've had nothing to do on a Friday,
right,
and I've watched a couple, it's actually not bad.
So we'll break all those down for you. I mean, there's a couple questions I have.
Yes.
One, what is going to happen with Randy Orton? Where does he fit into this WrestleMania thing? Because they have booked him as a top guy on SmackDown.
Yes.
That's number one. I mean, are we going to see, are they going to drag out Randy Orton and Wade Barrett for this long?
Maybe. Maybe that's what it, because, all right, I think the guys that after WrestleMania, the guys this year who's going to be their year is going to be Daniel Bryan still, Sheamus, Cody Rhodes, Wade Barrett, Dolph Ziggler. Those are going to be the guys.
I heard.
Mm-hmm.
That they are considering a Money in the Bank match for WrestleMania.
Oh, I hope so.
But only former world champions.
So that could be Ziggler's considered a world champion.
Ziggler, Swagger, Orton. Barrett's not.
No.
So what are they going to do with Wade Barrett? Kane, I heard,
Kane
was another guy. That's just some of them.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
But, But that's what I heard. I mean, maybe they'll just throw in anybody.
Yeah, I hope so. That was always a great way to start WrestleMania, the Money in the Bank. Yeah,
and it's a good way to have guys that you don't want to be pushed off to the side involved in WrestleMania.
Like a Kofi.
A Kofi.
After what he did.
Same thing with Miz. I mean, what are you going to continue this Miz R-Truth thing till Mania,
yeah,
too?
No. Kofi, Miz R-Truth.
Right, exactly. Yep. Exactly. But it's going to be great, Reg. Can't wait. I mean, we got some month ahead of us. Tremendous. We got a... Also, next week's show, I just want to point out, we're going to break down Peyton Manning.
Yes.
We got a lot of Peyton Manning to talk about. Couldn't get to it today. Yeah. But we got to get out of here. Our time is up. We will be back next week. Same bat time, same bat
channel. You're forgetting one thing.
What?
My MVP pick.
Reggie just saved us from a terrible ending to this show.
And you know our time is coming up. I will say Mario Manningham. Wow. I think Edelman gets more of Manningham than he wants.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yes.
That's going out on a ledge there.
Yes.
Well, we shall see. We both pick wide receivers. We'll see what happens. As always, let's go Giants.
Big Blue.
All about them. All about the Super Bowl this week. Can't wait. We will be back next week to break it down among tons of other stuff. Action-packed. Same bat time. Same bat channel. I'm Eric Celia.
I'm Reggie Wade. Y'all come back now. You hear?